are you, Mark DeRosa? Absolute Cintron on the overnight. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Mark DeRosa, you idiot! Sometimes it just writes itself. It's right in front of your face. Here you go. A gift from the sports gods. Boy, the last 24 hours for Team USA, huh? Cal Riley not shaking his teammate's hand. And he makes up some BS. Instead of sticking by the original optics. And then it got worse. Now, I know the way this works. So I'll start with the team I root for. Nolan McClain was not good. Three innings. Two home runs allowed. Might have been more home runs allowed in this than he did his whole last season. Both hits were homers, four Ks, two walks. But I'm not putting this all on him. Because when you have a lineup with Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson, Aaron Judge, the MVP, who I'll get into in a second, Kyle Schwarber, Will Smith, Roman Anthony, Paul Goldschmidt, Bryce Harper, Ernie Clement, Pete Crow Armstrong, Terang from Milwaukee, there's no way in hell, after 5.5 innings, you should be down 8-0. 8-0 to Mario Luigi and Team Italy. There's no way. Michael Lorenz looked like Sandy Koufax. 4 2/3. No runs allowed, two hits. I mean, I couldn't even name five guys on Italy. 1, 2, 3, and then the manager. So there you go. 8-0. But it got better. Because as the same way I killed Nolan McClain, USA fought back. And they kick and scored, clawed and scratched. And maybe because halfway through the game, somebody told him, hey, schmucks, you need to win this game. Your manager was wrong. I don't know what kind of pep talk he gave everybody in the locker room. And I'll play the clip with Mark DeRosa early in the day discussing the matchup with Italy and the rest of the WBC.
Ton of respect for Italy. It's weird. We want to win this game, even though our ticket's punched to the quarterfinals, because Mexico plays Italy actually tomorrow. So this, the way the schedule lines up, this is an important game for us.
Oh, Mark DeRosa. Now I'll get to the juicy part. They claw back 8-6. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I was knocked out sleeping. I didn't catch the first half of this game. I woke up 8-0. Need to get some rest. Your favorite Theo needs to recharge every now and then. After I had some delicious Vietnamese food. So I'm like, oh, they're coming back. All right, let me watch this as I get ready to come into the studio. And then Bryce Harper's up in a big spot. Pinch hitting. And what does he do? Like he did last year in the playoffs. Nothing. Oh, Bryce Harper, who's been following Aaron Judge around like a lost puppy at the WBC. And then the part, the big juicy steak. Aaron Judge is up. Tying run.
Now the 1-2 pitch. Judge swings and misses. And Italy has pulled off a stunner. The biggest win in Italian baseball history. They shocked the United States 8-6. And would you believe that the Dream Team's hopes now rest in the hands of a baseball team from Italy?
Hamilton's in a big spot. Strike three. You just knew it was going to happen. Why? Because he never comes up big in a clutch spot. In a big moment. When it really, really matters. Now, I know he had a big moment in the playoffs last year. The year before that, it was Juan Soto and Stan that carried his ass to the World Series. And then he dropped the ball in the fifth inning of the World Series. The rest is history. You see, I'm not all for trolling. I do it time and time, here and there, I should say. But over the last 24 hours, the crap that I've heard spewed, the crap that I've seen on social media about Juan Soto misses the Yankees. Well, Aaron Judge comes up small. What is he, 6'9", whatever he is? And in a big spot, he's shorter than Altuve, comes up smaller than Altuve, size-wise. This is what happens when Aaron Judge is up, when it matters. Now, you can say, well, Team USA doesn't care about the WBC like the other teams. Well, Bryce Harper's stupid comments. This is nice, but it's not the Olympics. Then why are you there, schmuck? Why? You bandwagon? Jumping on board? Want to follow Aaron Judge around like a little puppy dog? Yes, Nolan McClain was not good. Three innings, he gave the two homers. So I'm not going to show one side of this. But Aaron Judge, when it was all on the line, with a chance, in Houston, ironically, a ballpark, but the Yankees have had nightmares against a certain team from Houston. And then the manager, after the game, Mark DeRosa. What are your thoughts, Mark DeRosa? What did you have to say, Mark DeRosa?
Yeah, I misspoke. I was on hot stove with a couple buddies today and completely misread the calculations. We knew that Mexico was going to play Italy and then running all the numbers with if we lost tonight with the runs allowed and runs scored and outs. So I just misspoke.
Whoops! That is a big, fat bag of rotten ass in your face, Mark DeRosa. The manager of Team USA had no idea what was going on in the game, what needed to be done. You need to go out there and win. You needed to win the game. And now, your WBC comes down, ironically, to Mexico. And the team you just lost to, who was a plus 750, I think, underdog? Here are the three possible outcomes based on what happens between Mexico and Italy. If Italy wins, they advance, and USA advances. If Mexico wins and scores 5-plus runs, they advance, and USA advances. If Mexico wins and scores 4 runs or less, they advance, and Italy advances. And USA goes bye-bye. The biggest choke job in U.S. baseball history. Oh, Aaron Judge. Oh, Mark DeRosa. Who I thought this past offseason should get a look at for manager positions. For manager openings. Whoop! That ain't happening. You have, in 2026, all these analytics in front of you. At the palm of your hands, the tip of your fingers, you have it. All you got to do is log on, whether it's Google, whatever. And you mean to tell me you had no idea of the possible scenarios of how this could backfire? You were talking like, I respect Italy, but I need to get some guys playing time. I would like to get Goldie in, Gunner in, as if this was going to be a cakewalk, a scrimmage. You already in? Horrible. And I got to admit, you know, DeRosa, former Brave, Bryce Harper, who I can't stand, and Aaron Judge, who plays for the opposite team in his town. I root for the Mets. He's a Yankee. this was beautiful to see. And no, I'm not rooting, you know, it's all, yeah, because you're rooting for Puerto Rico over USA. No, it has nothing to do with it. It's how cocky this team has been. Some of the comments. Now, Aaron Judge is into it, so I respect that. I love to see it. I've even said it. It's good to see Aaron Judge involved. It's good to see, you know, a good amount of American players into it. It's good to see, you know, American fans into it. The crowds are different. You watch the crowd in Houston versus the crowd in, you know, Puerto Rico. Well, it's night and day. It's night and day. The Dominican crowds in South Florida, Venezuela crowds in South Florida, it's night and day. It's a party. First pitch, even before the first pitch, to the end. But down 8-0 to a team that had no business beating you, let alone being in the game with you. Disgrace. And the way it played out, you just knew. As I was getting ready, and I see the score, and I see the lineup, and I said, this is going to come down to Aaron Judge. It's going to happen. And he's at the plate. I'm like, this is a perfect moment for Aaron Judge to smack one over the fence, or at least keep it going. You know, that left field box, the Crawford boxes, or whatever the hell they call them now in Houston. Aaron Judge at the plate can set the tone for his 2026 season. And what happens? Then you see the comments online, Yankee fans saying, well, McClain wasn't good. Yeah, I know that he wasn't good. I could do both sides. This was an epic failure. And the way it played out, Bryce Harper pinch hitting and him coming up small. And then Aaron Judge striking out, not even hitting the ball, striking out. Sometimes the baseball gods, like I said to open the show, give you a big fat gift and you open it up with a big smile on your face and you relish in it and enjoy every single moment of it. He did it to himself. You know who's having a good time in the WBC and coming up big? Juan Soto. Now, there's still plenty of baseball action to go. USA can still make it. Do I think USA makes it? Well, it depends what kind of under-the-table arrangement Italy and Mexico have. That's going to be the interesting part, how this game plays out. Because in 2026, you can kind of figure it out if both teams are packing it in, if both teams are tanking it. So they both advance and USA goes home. This is karma for Team USA. Randy Arozarena went to shake hands with Kyle Riley's teammate. And his teammate said no. And he heard what Randy Arozarena had to say in multiple languages. Now, I know they've talked and they said, we're good now. It's a bunch of BS. I heard Evan and Teague. Evan thought it was 60% work or 40% work, one of those two. And I texted him and said, no, this is legit. This is legit. Randy Arozarena felt disrespected. A lot of Latino players feel disrespected. Especially by Bryce Harper's comments. Because they enjoy it. They love it. And it's not just the Latino players. A lot of other teams in the WBC enjoy it. They relish it. This is their World Series because a lot of these guys are never going to sniff the big leagues. Whether it's the Netherlands, whether it's, you know, Italy, whether it's Israel, Australia, Brazil. This is their World Series. Some of the guys on the Cuban team. But this was an epic choke job by the United States. Top to bottom. From whoever's running it, to the manager who had no clue what was going on, to the players who took this game lightly, and they got their asses kicked. 8-6. It was an ass kicking. It was 8-0. Maybe next time in class you should pay attention. 888-808-1019. He strikes out!